It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's funny, just communicating with people who burned the candle last night is always interesting. I mean, we're pretty slap happy here at Brian and Company, Matt and I and Morgan pulling a late night. A lot of people did the same thing. Brad Carr from Carr and Associates joined us last night. When did your head hit the pillow?
About 2:45.
Nice.
Oh. Yep. It was a late night.
I mean,
pretty impressive victory for Donald Trump, though. Pretty impressive. If you want to look at the Electoral College, it was a very impressive victory.
You call it a mandate? Would you call it a mandate?
I personally hate mandates whenever we talk about these things, because at the end of the day, you know, you have a popular vote. It's less than 1% change, right? So, I mean, you got a 50-50 nation. And we still don't know the outcome of the House. I mean, it looks like Republicans are going to maintain control of the House, but it's going to be very, very close.
Oh, really? You think it's still in play?
Oh, definitely. Definitely still in play. Look at the California races. New York might be looking at 3 lost seats. D'Esposito is hanging on by a thread. He's down, but it's very, very close. It looks like Mark Molinaro is going to lose, and Congressman Williams in Syracuse is going to lose. So, I mean, you got 3 pickups in South Carolina to offset. There was a pickup in Michigan, obviously. But this is super close, and there are several races in California that are going to be very, very close. And, I mean, they could theoretically have a 4 or 5 seat loss right just in California.
I'm so amazed, you know, coming from growing up in Massachusetts and living in Connecticut, to see how many congressional seats California has sometimes blows you away. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Well, California has a lot of seats. The population is determined by population.
Yep.
So a lot of times you'll see the popular vote follow the House. And the Senate could actually be almost more like the Electoral College. Ironically, as I said before, in the last 69 Senate races during a presidential election year, the candidate who won the Senate mirrored that who won that state in the for the presidency, except once. So 68 out of 69 times, and the only person who broke that mold at the time was Susan Collins. So look, you have races, you know, Sherrod Brown lost, right, in Ohio. That's a huge, that's a big pickup for Republicans. We got Montana with John Tester losing, with Tim Sheehy there winning. That type of stuff is crazy. Casey lost in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Hey, he's probably going to lose.
Can I interject really quick? You know, because I have a couple of questions. We don't have a lot of time. One is, and it's strange to ask someone who's a Republican, but, you know, what do you think? I mean, there's multiple variables here, but in terms of the failure of the Democratic Party in this election, or maybe, you know, I don't know, you could say maybe the last couple of cycles, what do you point to as the blind spot here?
Well, quite frankly, I think the American people are pretty clear they want a secure border. And I think there was a real tone deafness from Joe Biden and Kamala Harris on that issue. And it took them forever to take administrative action that they could have taken. And they finally took it, but it was way too late in their administration to really get credit for doing it. So
yeah.
I think that's one. When Kamala Harris came out of the gate running for president, so first of all, people didn't like the fact that Joe Biden got steamrolled after winning a primary, right? After having a primary and winning the Democrat nomination, he had an absolutely abhorrent debate. And Democrats kicked him out and put Kamala Harris in there. I think it was almost inevitable, and I think Joe Biden would have not fared any better than Kamala Harris had he been top of the ticket. But that's something that drives people crazy that happened. I also think Kamala Harris was unable to articulate why she was going to be different than Joe Biden. And by being like that, it didn't give any confidence into, I have a vision and I'm going to change things, because people really, really want to change. The right track, wrong direction of the country was massive. And it Joe Biden just was not providing that leadership. Kamala Harris, people don't have the confidence in her. Look, she was a bad candidate going in. She didn't do well when she ran in the Democrat primary. There's a whole history of things there. And let's face it, Donald Trump can do things and say things that mere mortals cannot.
Yeah,
there is something there that people just gravitate to. They love his brashness. What is offensive to many people is the reason why they like him. This is a guy who's been convicted of a felony. This is a guy who's been convicted of sexual abuse of a woman, and it just doesn't matter.
Yeah, it is, and I mean, I'm unaffiliated to Democrats that I know. It's the most frustrating thing in their life that's the case. Before we let you go, Brad, we're talking with Brad Carter from Carter Associates. Is there a place in the Trump administration for the non-Trump Republican, or is that just every single Republican who went the other way or equivocated is gone?
Yeah, I don't think there is. I mean, Donald Trump, he talks about retribution, and my inclination is you're going to see a much different administration than you saw the first time. The first election, you had a lot of stalwart Republicans in there. You know, Don McGahn as White House Counsel, and Reince Priebus comes in as Chief of Staff, who was, longtime chairman of the RNC. And you're going to see Trump loyalists right now, and they're going to agree with what Trump wants to do. And I don't think Trump is going to, I don't want to say make the mistake. He's not going to make a mistake of putting somebody in that's not going to be dead loyal to him.
Yeah.
And, some of us hope that the Constitution endures with people will take their oath to the Constitution seriously and do that first and foremost. But we're going to see change in Washington, D.C. And I'll tell you, this Elon Musk, coming in and cutting spending is real. And that's interesting in and of itself. You have one of the largest government contractors, right? Elon Musk with SpaceX and everything else, going to come in and be put in charge of how to take out expenses out of the federal government.
Yeah. Hey, we got to
be very interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I talked about that a lot last night. Balancing the budget and streamlining government is something that appeals to me, but having the richest man on the planet right next to the president with already billions in government contracts makes me a little uncomfortable. But we can break that down another day. We got to run. Brad, I know you're tired. It's been busy. We in our audience, we get great feedback. We really appreciate the time and the insight.
Sure thing. Thanks, Brian. Have a great day.
You too. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.